the name that I had that was always on the front of the building was Hattie's Chicken Inn. That was very prominent in my memory. You know, I was first became aware of that when I was about 8 or so, and we used to always go down there. My mother used to work down there sometimes, and we spent some time down there. And then I started working there when I was in my teens, and that was one of the jobs that I could get, which was great because she owned the place and she was the one that was hiring. So she said, sure. You know, so I started out washing dishes like a lot of people, and then, you know, graduated to, as I watched her cooking, then started doing some of the cooking things. My grandmother taught me how to fry chicken when I was 6 years old. That helped when I was trying to do things because I was always able to fix something, especially for my siblings when my mother wasn't there. You know, I was the cook. She was my great aunt. She was married to my uncle, my great uncle. That was Uncle Robert's brother that she was married to. My Uncle Robert had the Chicken Inn in Calgary. She probably decided to do the Chicken Inn in Edmonton. Yeah, and I guess she could do that because it was Hattie's Chicken Inn, and there it was Robert's Chicken Inn. The name was similar, but not the same. There was no inn. There was no people staying or anything like that. It was just a restaurant on the lower floor. You know, there was chicken, fritters, you know, fries, of course, salads and coleslaw, some of the trimmings that was around there. I was just trying to think of the menu. I wonder if anybody's ever put one of the menus in the archives. It was a block away from City Hall, so most of the City Hall people would come over there to eat during their lunch hour. Sometimes afterwards, after work, they'd come and eat something. There was a lot of white people. And then, of course, during the evening, there would be a lot of the musical folks, and some of the musicians would come down there. Some of the ones that were coming through town, some of the ones that were, you know, residents of the city, would all come down there, and they would sit and talk and have something to eat and tell some stories. She provided a lot of work for a lot of the people of color that were there. Sometimes they couldn't get jobs in any other place. At that time, it was all menial work that women could get. They had to be server somewhere, some of them sales clerks and that sort of thing, hairdressers. Those were the jobs at the time. So this was something else that they knew, that they had a black boss that could provide them with some work, and they could work for somebody and feel comfortable in working it and didn't have to worry about that they were people of color.